It was amazing. We were shooting for about 40, and so we feel pretty good that we came close to our target. All of the funding was split between 7 different charities, and then we also did some in-kind donations to a few other local nonprofits.
Now, before Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week came along, you'd been organizing Strut for a Mutt for a few years. Why combine Strut for a Mutt with these other fashion shows to create this big mega event?
We really thought it would be a cool way to bring the community together. There were so many great fashion shows happening in Fayetteville and in Rogers and Bentonville that we wanted to bring everybody together kind of under one platform. We're all doing it for philanthropy. And so to make an impact together as a week of fashion and beauty, you know, as opposed to multiple individual shows that exist by themselves, we just thought it'd be a lot of fun and a great way to raise more awareness. And I think we accomplished that.
Now, when people are organizing their own events, they are usually competing against each other. And in this particular event, all these competitors had to come together. What was that process like?
It was definitely kind of the unknown of the entire process. I knew that that was going to be one of the biggest challenges, was to get everybody, you know, on the same page and on board. But it was surprisingly really easy. Everybody I talked to was really enthusiastic about the idea of coming together. And it was actually ended up being pretty easy to do.
Now, could you talk about the charities that benefited from this event?
Sure. The 7 benefiting charities that you could choose when you bought your ticket, where you wanted your ticket money to go to, were Seven Hills, Artemis, American Cancer Society, the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter, Single Parent Scholarship Fund, and SPAY Arkansas.
Okay. So did these charities come with the fashion shows, or did you choose them separately?
All of the charities involved this year were previously tied to some of the fashion shows that were a part of Fashion Week. So we thought it was only fair to bring them on board since they had been supporting our events for years. We felt like it was important to continue to support them as well.
Now, the event was in early March. When did you start planning?
We started in March of 2011. So it took us about a year of planning to bring it all together.
When did you finally feel that, okay, this is all coming together, this is happening now?
Probably a few months out. When we started last March, it was, you know, just with the idea and kind of the main goals and obstacles we were going to come across when bringing, you know, all this together for a week-long event. But we knew that it was going to be really successful early on, but it was just probably just a few months ago that we were really started to become really excited and we could see it all, you know, in full.
I remember the model casting call. There were a lot of people who participated. Do you have an exact number?
We held our first model casting at James at the Mill in January, and we had over 400 people show up.
Wow.
To be a part of Fashion Week. We tried to choose as many as we possibly could from those 400. We ended up with about 250 models for the week.
And these were all local or people from the surrounding areas?
Right? All people that were donating their time just like the rest of us, yes, just to be a part of it.
Did anything surprise you about the process of creating the first Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week?
I think I knew it was going to be a really successful concept. I think when people hear Fashion Week, they get really excited. I didn't realize how fast we were going to grow. It has become a very large-scale event in a very short amount of time. So that was, you know, that's one thing that's kind of taken us by surprise. But other than that, it was everything we expected and more.
Now, as an organizer and a co-founder of this meta event that combines so many different fashion shows, when do you take a step back and say, okay, this is not my problem, the boutique owner or the designer will take care of this, and when do you retain control?
It was really important for us to give everybody the platform to express themselves exactly how they would if they were doing it alone. So we didn't want to control any of the actual show or the creative process. The aspects that we did control were timing, the way that the models would come in and out off the runway, those types of things to keep it very professional looking. But as far as what the designers were showing or what boutiques chose to be their theme, that was totally up to them. And I think that was an important part of keeping it really diverse and interesting to watch.
Now, when you look back, what do you think you did right? And what do you think you can go back and correct or improve upon?
I think we did a lot of things right. Obviously, we raised some money. We had a lot of fun doing it. We didn't come off with any major issues or problems afterwards. I think some areas that we need to address would be just better organization. We had probably like 300 volunteers involved with this event. So, you know, some more structure in that regard would have helped. I learned a lot about doing a multi-day event. I've done several fashion shows, but they've always, you know, been one night versus five nights in a row. So that was a challenge, and I learned a lot from that. So we'll be editing, but it was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I think the way that the shows were laid out and the way that the charities were involved, I think all that was spot on.
What about the challenges?
The challenges, ultimately, it was just people managing. This event involved so many different business owners. We had 50 local businesses involved, 30 different shows. So that was a total of either 30 business owners or designers that we were working with and accommodating and making sure that they were getting exactly, you know, the platform to present themselves the way that they wanted. So I wouldn't call it a challenge necessarily, but it was definitely the area that I learned the most in was figuring out how to do that more effectively.
Now, how many people were on this committee, the organizing committee?
The actual event was founded by Danielle Vaughn and I. And when we started planning, we knew immediately that we were going to need a lot of help. And the actual planning committee consisted of about 15 of us.
Did you assign roles? Who takes care of what?
I kind of just brought everybody together that I had currently worked with. So it was pretty obvious what everybody would be doing. But it was a collaboration of a lot of different business owners together. So the roles came kind of naturally, but it took a lot on a lot of people's parts, for sure.
Next year's event.
Yes.
Is it happening?
Yes.
Okay. What are the plans? Do you know yet?
We've got a couple places, venues in mind. We haven't booked anything yet because we're discussing, you know, some things that could make or break us. But the first step is obviously to solidify a venue. And after that, it will be just a matter of getting shows booked and everything rolling forward. I believe everybody that was involved this year will be back again next year. And I've actually been contacted by a few people that weren't involved this year that want to get involved next year. So I expect more shows, possibly multiple venues, possibly some events up north in Rogers or Bentonville. Hmm. We have a lot of things on the agenda. There's a lot of things that could happen. It's still so early that we are catching our breath from this event. So not a lot has happened, but we're definitely on board for next year.
Thank you, Jade.
Thank you.